Attitude Broadcasting presents The Mr. and Mrs. Show.
Love and marriage,
starring
The Mr.
Hey, I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
The Mrs.
So happy together.
And that's right. Welcome to the Mr. and Mrs. Show. And I just love that theme. It was really good. Anyways, welcome to the Mr. and Mrs. Show. Everyone on Periscope, welcome with the lovely Mrs. and the Mr.
Hello.
Back again to the radio listeners and the Periscopians or Periscope fans, whatever you prefer. So, hashtag I'm offended. Why are you offended?
I'm kind of offended because now I went from Beverly Hillbillies to Al Bundy.
What's wrong with that? You should feel
at
like
least the Beverly Hillbillies. I have money. Well, I guess Al Bundy. I was a high school Hall of Fame quarterback.
He was a Hall of Fame. So
high school Hall of Fame.
It still counts.
Yeah. Had. Two great
think
kids,
about this.
I guess.
You went from Beverly Hillbillies to Sinatra.
To Chicago.
That's Sinatra. All right. Well, again, welcome to the Mr. and Mrs. Show, sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting, as you heard in the opening there. Let's go right into the first segment this week. Well, first, before we do, I actually wanted to ask how you guys, how your vacation was. I want to call it a vacation because I haven't seen you guys in like 2 weeks.
You mean the 2 weekends that we didn't do the show because
yes.
We were busy?
Yes. I call that, in the radio world, I call that a vacation.
Okay. So I'm so sorry for you. That's not what I call a vacation. So I think you're asking about the Gwen Stefani concert.
Yes, I am.
So it was a great concert. The Mr., huge Gwen Stefani fan, he could not wait to get there. He spent the entire day waiting in the living room until it was time to go. And he was just so excited. He, you know, screamed like a 13-year-old little girl, right? Just, you know, Gwen.
I screamed like the rest of the 35-year-old women that was in the stands.
So,
and up.
And actually, the mister is so kind to go to this concert with me because while he does enjoy Gwen's music, he's certainly not a super fan.
Well, no, I've not seen that many 30-plus-year-old women at a concert since the Double Door had somebody come and sing. I don't know.
Okay, so this could get dangerous for you very quickly.
No, I'm fine.
But the concert itself, it was good. Eve opened for Gwen. And the Mr. and I were blessed to be in one of the box seats. Now, the concert itself was in Charlotte's wonderful outdoor amphitheater, PNC, which is near the racetrack.
Mm-hmm.
And it must have been 99 mm-hmm. degrees with 99% humidity. I mean, I realize it was probably more like 95 with 85% humidity, but it was pretty... It was pretty gruesome.
Now, if people on Periscope and everywhere don't remember who Eve is, she's in barbershop movies. That's what I remember her from.
Really?
She had some songs in the 80s, not me 90s.
She dropped some records.
She dropped some records.
So, very powerful voice, Eve. So, I was absolutely astounded because jumping up and around on the stage in North Carolina in the middle of summer and it had stormed earlier, so it literally was just like hanging in the air. It's just, it was thick, right?
Yeah.
So, and Gwen actually said at one point, like, how do you guys deal with this heat? It's stifling. And I thought, yes, that's, we're out here drinking beer. That's how we deal with the heat in the summer in North Carolina, Gwen. But she puts on a great concert. She did cause a near riot, or at least near us.
Hashtag who is Eve?
And
I didn't get any of those yet.
She, yeah, I'm sure not. And she said, you know, I know security's going to be upset, but if you're way in the back, there's plenty of room up front. Come on up front. Leave your lawn chairs. You can always get new ones. So these very inebriated mid to late 30s ladies bounding down.
Stay in your seat. Yeah, that would be great.
The thing, you know, between, and of course we're on the aisle where our
You guys are actually in the amphitheater. So,
yes, and so the security's trying to keep them out, and you know, there was a bit of a stampede. One lady fell. She hurt herself really badly, and like people were just running over her. It was absolutely horrific to watch, and you know, kind of was trying to like put my arm out, like, you know, at least go around her. I mean, good grief. And then the security guard stood in front of her so she could, you know, they ended up having to take her out in a wheelchair. Yeah. So it was, now some of that could have been the amount of alcohol she had had combined with a really badly sprained ankle. But so it kind of, for probably about 20 minutes, it kind of made it uncomfortable because you're trying to enjoy the show and there's these little scuffles between security and drunk people that you don't expect when you are in a box at a concert.
Absolutely, you don't.
And but you know, we eventually, you know, everybody managed to get themselves. She sent people back to their seats because the fire marshal, she can imagine, fire marshal, never mind the security guards, fire marshal's like, hey, we're gonna, you know, shut this thing down.
Yeah.
So she came, you know, came back out after a outfit change and said, "I got in a lot of trouble. You need to make your way back to your seats." But and then she said it was fun, but it was a good concert.
Oh, good. At least you guys had fun. That's all.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, who else? I certainly at the age I'm at have never been in a near riot at a concert. So I guess I can now, you know, scratch
that
off my bucket list.
There you go.
It wasn't on there, but I'll write it and then I'll scratch it off.
What about you? Did you have fun? Did you have fun?
It was an experience.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good. Hey, experience is experience.
I was with my wife. That's the biggest thing.
I will say, if you can get VIP parking, get it. Man, that was heck of a lot easier than
walk.
When we normally park, where we normally park when we see concerts.
Yeah.
So it was like we park, we walked probably 500 steps to our seats. It was awesome.
Yeah. It's a walk.
Leaving was very easy. But yeah, the concert was, I mean, she puts on a good show. I just, you know, I can watch it, her from my TV.
Wow.
But, you know, I went because my wife wanted to go and it was a good time.
Who is it that you like to go see all the time?
When, what are you talking about?
When I first started dating you, who was that?
Linkin Park.
Yeah, I could watch them from home. Actually, I'm okay not watching them.
No, I get you. I'm okay not watching them now, but yeah.
So I gotcha. Yeah.
They've gone
but
to
but you went because you're an awesome husband.
Yeah, I was getting brownie points.
Brownie points.
Yeah.
Hubby points. Hubby points are hard to get, easy to lose.
It's kind of like your CVS card.
And require a lot of them to cash in for anything decent.
Okay.
Actually, it's more like my GameStop card.
Oh.
It's easy to get points on.
But
hard
yeah,
to get them off.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
All right, well, moving on. Let's go into the first segment, funny family moments this week, if we have any there, mister.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to let you go first because I spoke the first 8 minutes.
Yeah. Wow, I'm glad you got on time.
She's right, it's been 8 minutes.
Not really. Go ahead.
You don't have any? Oh, okay.
Well, you have one for us.
So we have been doing some family game nights with my sister and her family. And the first one we played Cranium Wow. So it was the Mr., my folks, and our two nephews and our niece. And we Cranium Wow is probably geared more towards another 10 years over the age of these kids. I mean, in terms of some of the content. So,
yeah, it's more of like a, I want to say what? Teenagers
teens,
to...
Yeah, teens and up.
Yeah.
So the kids...
Well, they did pretty good on that one. There were some questions, yes, but go ahead.
No, that's all right. Go ahead.
There were some questions?
There were some questions.
They could get... I mean, there was a bunch they could get. There was some they really couldn't. So, or comprehend yet.
And the funny one was, so there were songs, and you would have to hum the song, hum or whistle the song.
Uh-huh.
And there were a couple of them that not only did the kids not know them, but apparently they were having trouble remembering what they were after they looked at the card, because our middle, my sister's middle child, he reads the card, and he looks at the Mr. and I and says, "I don't know the song since you've been coming." And I said, "Me either. The song on the card is since you've been gone." So it was very funny because she had to be there, but it was very funny because there were a couple of things that they just did, you know, they tried, and it was funny because the way they try. And then we had another family game night last night with Disney Cranium. And that was actually funny in a different way.
Disney Cranium.
Because you realize, you think you know Disney, you don't.
You don't know it. Yeah, I always used to play, I always used to like that game. They came out with like a few years ago. It's called like Seen It. And it's like the DVD thing. Mm-hmm. And you had to like do like a, like they did a Disney one.
Yeah.
And it's tough.
Don't we own that?
No, we own 80s. Seen It, and the last time we played it was a bunch of 70s stuff slashed to the early 80s, so I think it was made on the back end of the 80s,
the front end of the 80s.
No, the back end. Okay. So 85 up is what I'm saying.
Oh, I get okay. What you're saying. Okay,
the front end will be 80, 85.
Okay, well,
but we do own that one, yes.
And then, Mr., you did you have any funny family moments this week?
No.
All right.
Okay.
Not this week.
Well, let's go into let's go ahead and get into a little segment called Stupid Couple News, or I don't know what you really want to call it.
Stupid Couple.
Yeah. Let's news. Just call it. Yeah.
So, you have to get the spacing right. So, it's Stupid Couple News.
Stupid Couple News. That actually works a lot better. So, let's get into the first one here. We have to talk about this one. A couple got engaged at a Walmart.
Wow.
Yes. Mm. And that's not even the best part of it. Apparently, the man mistakes an officer for a stripper. Yeah. So... let's first talk about the couple gets engaged at the Walmart. Apparently, he was planning on popping the question, but while he was standing by a jewelry counter, he got brave. And he grabbed the store's loudspeaker system and went for it. And she was shopping in a different section. The fiancé... was shopping
well, girlfriend
in,
at the time,
yeah, girlfriend,
right?
Was shopping in a different section, and it said, he said, "You mean the world to me. I love you. I want to spend the rest of my life with you, and that's why I'm going to ask you this." And he did it over the loudspeaker.
At Walmart.
Yes. You must really love Walmart.
Almost as much as Walmart.
Oh,
there was a little baby.
Boo.
Well, you know, this is a scene from Superstore.
Is this a scene from,
yes,
Superstore?
No, I think the Superstore scene may have been, because that story, I don't think is like last month. You know what? So Superstore did have a...
I keep forgetting Superstore.
I guess the young girl who's still in high school, isn't she still in high school?
No.
The one who's pregnant in Superstore. And that was crazy, right? It was right at the jewelry counter. So I think this could have been the inspiration for this young man at Walmart who decided to grab the loudspeaker. I wonder if there are any statistics on how many people have proposed at Walmart.
I want to know that statistic.
I guess
actually.
In Walmart.
I want to know if that statistic. Yeah, because I feel. I mean. You know what? That's a really good question there for you. That's actually a really good question. Is where are, like, I guess places of proposal? Places of proposal. Like, where, like, what are the most famous ones, you know? Or what's a common proposal place? I mean, you know, a lot of people, I mean, I've known people that have done it at ballparks. I've seen it at, you know, family gatherings and... I've seen someone propose at a bar during a karaoke show. So, I mean, you know.
I don't know that would be one of the most popular.
No,
places.
Probably not.
I think there's two lists I'm interested in. Most popular and then weirdest.
Yeah, most popular proposal
places. Unusual,
places.
Unique.
And unusual.
Odd. The mister proposed to me on a cruise ship.
On a cruise ship? Yeah, all right.
At a wonderfully nice, fancy dinner that I thought was going to be... celebrating my birthday, and it was very special.
All right.
He did not grab a microphone and announce to the entire ship that he was proposing, but...
I didn't need to. The entire ship was looking.
No, well, there were obviously several other patrons in the restaurant, and the rest of the crews, we had congratulations from different people.
You know... People, stop asking people to marry you at a sporting event. Well, I cannot stand seeing somebody do that at a sporting event.
If it's something because that brings you together.
If they say no, you don't have the worst time in the world for the rest of that game. Especially baseball.
I think I would leave. Hey, would you like to marry me? No.
If they say
go.
No. Yeah.
I don't think you're hanging out for the rest of the game, are you?
I kind of agree with you on that.
I get the point. If you know she's going to say yes, okay. But if you're not sure.
You're not sure.
You know, if you've been only dating a couple months and you think you're ready to get married and you two have not discussed getting married, that's something else.
Yeah.
I get the fact, you know, if you've been dating a while and you decide... You and her have decided that you want to get married. You and her, him and him, whatever. You know, decide they want to get married. You know,
how did
I get
this
that. What?
No, but I get what he's saying with the whole, like, sporting event thing. I mean,
I don't care.
It's so cliche to me.
It is.
Where everybody tries to do it. You know,
I think if sports has brought you together as a couple and it's your thing this doesn't bother me at all. Of course
it don't bother. I get why it doesn't
bother
you.
I think that it shouldn't, like, if it brings you together, like you said, that should matter.
Yeah, but if you're an idiot and you're asking somebody to marry you at a sporting event that has the only person who's going to care that you did this there is you, then I hope she says no and you're embarrassed and you leave the game, because you should be a little more self-aware than that.
Yeah.
But if it's like your thing, right, together to do, and, you know, that's the most romantic thing that she could expect you to come up with, then I think it's okay. And you know, you had often joked about proposing to me at WrestleMania.
I was never going to do that.
Or at one of the wrestling shows.
Oh, come on. That would have been awesome.
I would never do that. We actually had somebody do that NXT when we went.
Yeah, we went, and the guy, like, they stopped the show and did a proposal.
At NXT?
Yeah.
Like, I can see it at Monday Night Raw or WrestleMania, but not at NXT. No.
It was a live event thing. Like, heck, I've seen someone... I was at a concert a few years ago, and they brought someone on stage and did that. So
that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, I've seen some of the weirdest, but I think that's a really good question for the Periscope Periscope fans, Periscopians out there, and for you know, all of our listeners, I really think, where is the most, what you think, where is the most popular and the most unique place to propose? And maybe we'll get some actual personal ones.
Unique sounds like under a waterfall, which would be cool. But, like, weird. Odd. We're talking odd. Weird, unique.
Okay, odd. Odd.
Odd or weird.
Head scratchers.
I don't like to say weird. Weird's such a bad word. So
it is?
To me, it is. Odd. I like odd better. Odd is, like, you know, weird's cousin, but not as bad. So.
Wow. Okay. Well, yeah. Learning something about you every week.
Hey, that's why I'm here. Anyway.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, what's the next one?
Do we have another
Yeah, look on our Facebook page. Yeah. There's one for Egg Harbor Township, New Jersey.
Egg Harbor Township, New Jersey.
Yeah.
What?
No, the Facebook page.
Yeah, I'm on it.
The Mr. and Mrs.
So we don't appear to be broadcasting anymore on Spreaker.
Okay.
It seems like it went through a hiccup. It's fine.
You don't see it?
We're back up live.
In Egg Harbor Township, New Jersey, talk about it. I'll bring up the article again. Okay. A deceased man's wife and his girlfriend both post obituaries in the newspaper.
Of him.
Okay.
Of him. So I said, a deceased man, yeah, of him. Sorry,
but why?
Well, we're going to assume they didn't know about each other, right?
I would hope so. I mean, that would make no sense then.
Well, it might. I mean, Egg Harbor Township sounds like a small.
It does sound
non-large city type. Community, so
in New Jersey, by the way.
I'm not sure that they wouldn't have known, but wow. You know,
that's my mind's blown on it. I don't know what to think of, but
better hope some other woman doesn't post an obituary when you pass away. I will bring you back to life just to hurt you again.
I'm pretending I didn't hear any of that. But yeah, it's there. So actually, I guess it's not there. But yeah, they brought him. They posted obituary for him after
posted
he passed away.
After he passed
both
away,
both of them did.
Man,
and this just happened, right?
Yeah.
So now, not so shockingly, I guess, now that I'm looking at where Egg Harbor Township is, that is near Atlantic City. So I guess I'm not really as surprised.
It's not really that shocking.
Well,
yeah.
Atlantic City is not a part of the township, but it's like, you know, on the other side of the highway from it. So pretty close.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look terribly big.
Okay. So anyway, that's story number two.
Wow.
What?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It made the Philadelphia newspaper, by the way.
That's even more crazy.
Funeral for Leroy Blast Bill Black, 55. His funeral Sunday in Atlantic City, so it's tomorrow.
All right.
What?
There's nothing going on it. That's why I'm checking. Okay, so last one here.
The couple?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Well, I don't know if we alluded to this one, but a couple makes out at a bar during an armed robbery. Yeah. I don't know what else to say to it, but I'll read you a little bit of the story. Oblivious couple made out during an entire armed robbery as three suspects entered a bar wielding handguns and holding patrons at gunpoint. Surveillance footage shows the robbers coming within inches of the couple who continue to kiss without noticing what's going on around them. I mean, I don't know what you call that. Do you just call that stupidity? Do you call that?
I think we need to understand what time of day this was. Is this like 1 a.m. and so we can assume that they have had a lot to drink and therefore are really kind of...
If they're sitting at the bar, they've had a lot to drink.
It doesn't say what time, but... Oh, okay. Police responded to the robbery at the Tap Inn in Billings, Montana, around 1:15 a.m.
Okay, first of all, you're in Montana. Now, what else are you going to do? All right.
And, you should ask Stu.
You know, this is a... Yes, exactly. We should ask Stu. Well, you should send him that message. You should send him that post, say, hey, does this ever happen in your town? But the other thing is... These are probably two very, I'm assuming, very...
consenting adults.
Right, that are consenting and being really the H word. You know, horny.
Happy.
Horny.
Happy works. So, you know, happy works.
They're probably, you know, you're sitting at a bar at 1 a.m. in the morning. But still, come on, man.
Yeah.
I got to say, that kiss must have been outstanding. I mean, for them to notice people coming in.
At 1:15 in the morning at a
I don't think they bar, know what they're doing.
I think you're not even going to remember it. But I do think it's interesting because I saw the photo from the little video feed, and it looks like they're the only two patrons in the bar.
Yeah, looks like the bartender, and there might be, I think there was one more in the bar. That was it. But I think most of them were employees that were still in the bar. But I just think, like, I just think that would suck. You know, the next day, you probably don't remember anything that you did.
I hope they're both single or are a couple. Because if they're not, now that that's all over the place, they're both in a lot of trouble.
Yeah. I mean, I don't...
I actually think that the moral of this story is you never know when something you do is going to end up on film and be posted on the internet where you look like you need some help. Because that's what
Well, obviously, he doesn't look like he needs any help from the picture. Looks like he's doing just fine.
I think he's doing all right, actually.
I think they both need to have some self-awareness of what's going on in the world.
It feels like they were certainly aware of something besides themselves. Oh, no,
they were thinking with different areas. So, you know, I get it.
Thank you for keeping it PG, like, go mister.
Go somewhere. I mean, seriously, sitting at the bar? That's probably the only two customers they had all night.
You don't see that at 8:30 p.m. That's all I can say.
No, well,
I don't know. You might know about
that. I've seen it.
I don't go to a bar at 8:30 p.m., so I don't know.
That's my point. As my mama always said, nothing good happens after 1 a.m.
Your mama didn't say that.
Mine always said
actually,
nothing.
She would say more like after 10 p.m.
Right, right. I know better than that. Come on.
Mine always says after 2, but...
I've always said after 2, but, you know, I get it.
No, I get
nothing
it, too.
Nothing good does not happen after 2 a.m.
After midnight, it's kind of downhill from there. It kind of is. It's when you watch the grass put dew on the grass. That's really all there is. So... But anyways, well, that was the first segment of the show. Periscopians on Periscope, Periscope fans, please stick around. We will be back in a minute. We're going to end this segment, and we're going to go into the next one. So if you want to listen to more of Mr. and Mrs. Show, the Mr. and Mrs. Show, you can check us out on the Mr. and Mrs. Show.com.
Yes.
And also Facebook, Twitter.
Facebook, Twitter, Spreaker channel.
Spreaker mm-hmm. channel as well. You know, give us some feedback. Tell us what you like. There you go. Behind your dark glasses, you're something else.